Hi, I'm Michelle Atkinson, and I'm with University of Florida Extension. I'm a county agent in Manatee County. I'm going to talk to you today about showing value of extension to county government. I'm funded, my salary is 60%, university 40% county, so it's very important that I show my value to our taxpayers and our county commissioners. So one of the ways that we looked at doing this is by working with Dr. Dukes, Michael Dukes, and Katie Megliano, who developed a smart irrigation app. They worked with the University of Georgia and some other folks to develop the app, and full disclosure, I had nothing to do with the development of the app. We are just trying to utilize this app and work with county government in a way that we can show value of our program. Okay, so in Manatee County, there's high amounts of water. We're in Florida. Folks come to Florida to have these gorgeous, lush landscapes, so they use lots and lots of water to try to get that. We want our county landscapes to look good, to attract folks to come to Manatee County, to decide to buy a home there and stay there. Unfortunately, our county maintenance crew is very limited, and we only have two irrigation techs on our maintenance crew. So they basically are doing defense all the time. There is no time for them to go out and run systems to see where problems are. They get called out when there's a big geyser shooting up, not just for a small leak. Also, our systems are older systems. There are some much smarter technologies out there that can be utilized in irrigation, but so far our county has not implemented those. So one of the goals with this was to try to not waste our county resources and to make sure that our property management department can show to our taxpayers that we're making good use of our resources and not wasting water or their money. Also, we are part of a green government application process, and we get points for being conservative with our water resources. So it was to the county government's advantage to adopt methods of conserving water. So they were on board with working with us. That was one hurdle, is sometimes you can't get the buy-in of the department that's needed. So in this case, property management was more than willing to work with us because they had a directive from our county administrator that we were going to be a green government. So this would help give us points. So what we started out doing was going out to county properties and doing an irrigation evaluation. These two folks in the middle are on my team. One is an irrigation tech and the other one is a horticulture program assistant. And so we run a mobile irrigation lab in Manatee County. It's funded through utilities. So our utilities customers, if they use a lot of water, we bill on a tiered rate system. So those additional fees go towards funding this program. There's also a rebate program in place for homeowners. So we just repurposed that homeowner program over into the government, to our Manatee County government, and started doing these irrigation evaluations on government sites. So we would meet up with the site managers, our county government site managers, and run the irrigation system. We documented things like overspray, leaks, clogs, blocked heads, inefficiencies, just general inefficiencies in the landscape. And then we would send a report out to the site manager, to the property manager, and also with our utilities company and the water conservation department, so that everyone could see where the inefficiencies were and we could get maintenance folks out there to make the corrections that were needed to conserve water. Meanwhile, folks at the university, Dr. Dukes and Dr. Megliano, were in process of developing this app and launching it with other universities. One of the features of the Smart Irrigation app is Urban Lawn Applications, or the Urban Lawn app. So basically, You can sign up for free, there's no cost. And this app will give you little clues and cues of, hey, it's raining, time to turn that irrigation system off. Or it's cold now, you don't need to water as much, you can skip a week. So we worked with them to make sure that this app would also be applicable to these county government site managers. And so this was kind of a beta test. The app shows, it's estimated that 2% of the land surface is turf, which is America's biggest crop. And the app will provide users with the run times that they need for their irrigation systems. It utilizes Georgia Automated Environmental Monitoring Network and the Florida Automated Weather Network weather stations. So it goes by your zip code, and a map will come up when you install the app on your phone asking, is this you, are you here? And then it will reach out to the closest weather network to pull weather data to gauge your irrigation timing system. So you have to enter some things, and this was the challenge for our government site managers. They had to enter what type of irrigation zone it was. It's broken down into the different zones. So is it a rotor, a sprayhead, micro? What kind of soil you have? And a lot of them could not identify that. So in that report, we went in and broke each step down for them. So it was very easy for them to input this information. So again, with the report, we went in, not only told them the inefficiencies, but also broke down each step of the app so that it was very easy for them to input this into their smart technology. Some of them have smartphones that they utilize on the job. In our county, they're starting to get tablets for the site managers to utilize. So the app provides an easy way to determine the irrigation schedule based on the weather. And the ET data that's provided at that local weather station. On the sites that we've evaluated, looking for those inefficiencies, we found that we can save about 30% of the current usage just by fixing leaks, blocked heads, broken heads. And then the app is estimated to save an additional 25 to 30%. So it can add up to a huge savings. First, you're fixing the inefficiencies so that you have a good working system, and then the app provides that smart technology to say, you know, turn it off, it's raining, or it's too cold, time to turn it off, or it'll even say, it's time to turn it back on, it's been warm. So some lessons that we've learned, you definitely need the support from the top dog. When you're working with county government, sometimes it can be a challenge, so it's best to go to the director of the department and get their buy-in. Also, you have to work with patience with some of our site managers, because even the biggest, baddest ones sometimes need a little hand-holding. So we were trying to be very patient, working them through the setup on their smart technologies. Smart technologies, to a lot of these folks, it was new to them, so it really did take some hand-holding. Okay, so with that, I'd like to entertain any questions that you may have. Yes, ma'am.
After you did the initial audit, did you find that they might have to run their systems longer because they weren't set properly with the heads they had?
So the question is, as a result of the irrigation audit, did the run times increase due to the irrigation that they had on site? We actually found that they were running most sites too long. They had their timer set for too much time. We unfortunately, again, are slim on staff and county maintenance, and so the folks who weren't really trained or didn't have the irrigation techs coming by to help them to say, you know, you could shut the system off now, it's been raining. And we've had huge amounts of rain in Florida this year, especially this week while we were gone, lots of rains come down. And even though it's a law in Florida that you have to have a rain sensing device on any automated irrigation system, most of them don't work. We find that about 85% of the ones that we go on site to homeowners to test are non-functioning, and that's true in county government as well. They install it and they forget about it, and they forget that there's maintenance on these products. Any other questions? Okay, well, thank you very much for your time.